This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Bruce, who's in Brooklyn, wants to talk some Giants. What's going on, Bruce? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I never called this show before, but I want to say, Gio, I think you're really funny, but when you do Joe Beningo, I crack up. I'll tell you, I really get a big kick out of that.
Well, thank you.
No problem. But what I want to say is that Jackson Dart is basically in the same boat as Daniel Jones was, because he's got a decent running game, but he doesn't really have any receivers that you can really count on, you know, that really scare anybody, put it that way. I mean, they used to say that Daniel Jones, you know, a great quarterback elevates the guys he plays with. Well, we'll see if Jackson Dart can do that, you know. And that game in New Orleans, Boomer is right. Last time the Giants were in New Orleans, they were making fun of Tommy DeVito, basically. And I don't think the Saints have a whole lot of respect for the Giants. So it's going to be a good game.
Yeah, Bruce, let's hope it's a good game. These are two bad football teams. Hopefully the Giants are turning a bit of a corner.
I think there's more offensive playmakers on the Saints, to be honest with you.
And
when you look at their wide receiver crew and you look at Alvin Kamara still has some left in the tank, I mean, this defense is going to be pushed. There's no question about it. Spencer Rattler's 0-10 as a starting quarterback. So it's not great for them. You know, Kellen Moore, like I said earlier, it's his first year as a head coach. I mean, I think a lot of people are expecting the Giants to go down there and win based on their performance last week. But if you really look at their performance last week, a couple things that stuck out to me was, number one, the Giants' defensive line overran the offensive line of the Chargers, and due in large part to the injuries that the Chargers were facing during the game. And then, you know, you got two turnovers that gave the offense the ball inside the five-yard line. And, you know, you can't expect that that's going to happen every week. But the one thing you can expect is effort from guys like Brian Burns and Abdul Carter, because we have seen that now consistently, and it's getting more and more and more impressive from Abdul Carter as he gets more and more comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, we were just so thrilled that the Giants were able to win that game and had some energy, and the neighbor's injury was, in any other situation, would have been even more devastating because the season felt like it had already been gone. But with Jackson Dart, there's at least some hope. But yeah, I mean, it's terrible timing. It's absolutely terrible. Not that there's a good time for a torn ACL, but when you're Jackson Dart and now you're starting quarterback for the rest of the year and you find out that you're first round draft choice superstar wide receiver is not going to be on the field for the rest of the season, that sucks. But this is the NFL, and a lot of teams deal with these things, and he's got some playmakers. Other guys are going to have to step up, and really it's about the Giants defense, the Giants running game, and Jackson Dart not making a ton of mistakes.
I mean, it's not like they put up 500 yards last week, folks.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, let's be realistic. I mean, and you know, as long as he doesn't turn it over and doesn't take any, like, straight-on flush hits, he'll be okay. But, you know, again, you're still asking a lot of a young rookie quarterback. Now, we've seen other quarterbacks like C.J. Stroud and Jaden Daniels do this stuff. Mm. Now, they had some pretty good players around them. You know, Darius Slayton is a solid vet. Wandale Robinson is a solid vet. And maybe Jalin Hyatt, you know, finally breaks out. Maybe starts to show what he's capable of doing. But, again, there's a lot of pressure on him. And I just, you got to temper your enthusiasm just simply because it's his second start and he's probably pretty beat up from his first start.
Yeah, as we saw with the hand and the hamstring and everything else. And as Brian Daboll said, six is going to be sore.
And he's going to find out, just like Cam Ward is finding out, and just like every one of us found out at one point in time in our careers. It ain't easy, man. It is hard, and you got to be mentally tough. And the one thing that I gave him an A on last week, it seemed like he was so into the game. And he does have his buddy Cam Scataboo there.
Yeah.
So the two of those guys right now have lifted the energy of the team along with Abdul Carter. But the defense is going to have to be spot on against Spencer Rattler. They've got to get turnovers again this week.
I saw a meme. I think Barstool put it out. But it was at a liquor and wine store. And it had bottles of wine. And then the sign above the bottles of white wine was Exciting Whites. And then they wrote Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo. You get it?
No.
Louie in Jersey. What's going on, Louie?
Boomer.
What?
I've been trying to get in touch with you. I called a few times. I go back to YA2. I want to ask you something that drives me and my friends crazy. I understand the game. I played it. I seen it. Yep. In the end zone. Guy's waiting for the ball. How many times? Wait. He's waiting. Here comes the defensive back. 95%. He won't turn. I seen receivers take the ball off the guy's shoulder pairs. I seen the ball hit the guy in the back of the helmet. I want you to put a defensive coach on and ask him, why in the hell can you tell these guys, if you turn, you got as much chance for the ball as the receiver?
Yeah, Al, get on that tomorrow. Can we get a defensive coach and we will ask why these defensive backs do not turn around?
You got it.
Because Louis wants an answer to that.
So. Almost all the time in these situations, and we've all seen it, as Louis has seen it as well, the defensive back is normally trailing the wide receiver. The wide receiver is in some way, shape, or form has gotten past them. And if the quarterback is really good and the quarterback and the wide receiver are on the same page, that quarterback's going to throw the ball where the defensive back doesn't physically even have a chance to get the ball. And that's one of the hardest things to do in professional sports is to do what that last caller is asking those defensive backs to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun.
Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Boldy, let's start with the good with these New York teams. Finally, we saw it. I was thinking of you watching that game Sunday. You were ahead of this, saying start them in week two. Why wait? Well, the Giants did wait, and I guess better late than never. Boy, how were you? How'd you feel about Jackson Dart and his NFL debut as a starter?
I loved him. I loved him, you know, because you saw what he did to the team. Right off the bat, he energized the entire team. And so he just brings that quality the way he conducts himself. But to go 89 yards on the opening drive and, you know, the 15-yard quarterback draw right up the middle behind Scatterboo, like that was the crowd never stopped buzzing from that moment on. And so then, you know, he extended plays because he is a very good runner. He was a good runner when he was at Ole Miss. He ran really hard, probably ran too much, but he has that ability. He made some good throws in the middle of the field, not a lot, but enough to kind of, you know, telling Slayton to come back to the ball here. I got you. It's third and 11 here. Let's get this first down. Let's hang on to the ball. You know, he really was a general out there. I mean, I don't want to get carried away, but he took care of the football. He moved the football. He played smart. You know, you couldn't ask for anything more for a debut. And, you know, you hope that he just grows from here. But that was an awesome debut. And against a really, really well-coached, good football team.
Yeah, and that's what's even more encouraging. Chargers, obviously, very buttoned up. What'd you see with his eyes? I mean, obviously, we know his legs can move and he's got a pretty good arm. But in terms of seeing things, and I don't know how many different times he actually went through progressions, but what did you see on the tape?
You know, he made a couple throws in the middle of the field where, you know, he's stepping up to avoid pressure. Obviously, Tui Peloto had a great game. He was on him quite a bit. But, you know, to step up and to see the middle of the field, Theo Johnson for a first down, to see, you know, I mean, when, you know, a couple other guys that were there, you know. I thought he saw the field real well. And yeah. I thought he threw the ball hard. And he doesn't have a fear factor when he makes a throw. Mm-hmm. Like, he throws the ball with confidence. And he puts a little juice behind it. And so, you know, Malik Nabers, he hit him in the middle of the field, you know, for a first down. Like, I thought he saw the field real well. And some of those throws in the middle of the field were dangerous throws. But he didn't make a lot of them. But, you know, I thought he cleared the soup, the guys up front, you know, to get a good vision at the target.
What'd you think, Baldy, of the scheme, play calling? Did you notice with your professional eyes any limitations that Dable or Kafka may have had on young quarterback Jackson Dart?
No, I didn't. In fact, you know, the shovel pass to Theo Johnson, I mean, it's just good ball mechanics by him. You know, I mean, a lot of people rush that play and they don't set it up right and you got to be a little patient, let it develop. I thought he did all those little things on that play. You know, so I thought from a standpoint of just schematics, that defense, I mean, I've seen that defense, you know, defend 16 passes against the Raiders a couple weeks ago, beat Patrick Mahomes in Brazil. Like, I've seen that Denver Bronco offense, you saw it last night. Mm. Like, that's a good offense. And, you know, that defense, like, took it to those guys, you know, and won the game in the fourth quarter. They had a chance to win it again. They were down 10, and they couldn't do it. You know, we'll get to the defense, but I thought they did a good job of controlling the clock. You know, they got 42 runs. That's impressive. It's not necessarily how many yards, but you got 42 runs. A lot of them, you know, converted on third downs and hanging on to the football and playing keep away from an explosive offense.
Speaking of the runs, Scatterboo remind you of anybody? over the years?
You know, that guy that, you know, used to carry the ball in Tampa, maybe, you know.
Allstott?
Yeah. Yeah, like he's a smaller version, but he's a powerful Allstott. You know, I feel like, but he is a powerful guy. You can just tell, like, even on his blocks, his pass protection, the lead block on the touchdown run, like, he brings power, whether he's got the ball in his hands or not. And guys feel, you see guys get moved out of the way when he hits them. And then he's just a tough guy to tackle. You know, he's spinning. He stays on his feet. He's got contact balance. Like, he's just getting started. But I thought that was a good debut as well.
You know, Boldy, you mentioned the defense here, and Insider Calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. We're talking with Brian Baldinger. You mentioned the defense. That, to me, was what this defense should have looked like from the beginning. You saw Burns. You saw Carter in his right position. You saw your guy, Sexy Dex, with that big pick after batting the balls down all afternoon. What'd you make of this Giants defense?
Well, that's what I was waiting for, but they were playing with the lead. You know, and they could kind of tee off a little bit. That makes a difference. You're not playing from behind. You know, and that's a good, like, that offense has evolved. It's now a very good passing offense. But Herbie's is a tough guy to get down to the ground. And to see the hits that Abdul put on him, now it helps that, you know, Joe Alt went out of the game and Mekhi Becton wasn't in. And they got to the backups. Okay, so what? Like, a lot of guys are playing their backups, but they abused them up front. I mean, between Kayvon, Bernsey, and Abdul, they had 12 quarterback hits. Like, we haven't seen that from any other team this year. And then, you know, Dexter to get the big play, and he was a factor too. Like, it wasn't just those three. Dexter, not just the interception, but he was a real factor inside. And I felt like his ability to push the pocket change things a lot with his ability.
So Boldy, eventually, you know, and you're going to have to get a few more players here on the back end, but, like, what is the one position, what is the one thing that you think that can transform the Giants defense from, like, really good to maybe the best in the league with all those pass rushers? What else do they truly need?
Well, I mean, if you had a Patrick Surtain, I mean, if you just had a shutdown corner, which they don't have, but if you had a true shutdown corner where you could go, okay, you know, there's Quinton Johnston. I'm going to lock him up.
Yeah.
You know, I just saw Quinion Mitchell just lock up Emeka Abuka the other day in Tampa. I mean, just shut him down. I mean, he got one play loose, but it wasn't against him.
Sauce couldn't do that. Sauce couldn't do that 2 weeks ago.
Well, I mean, Sauce had Waller last night in the end zone. He couldn't, you know, yep. He got beat.
Yeah.
No, but it's just, I'm talking about a guy that gets his hands on a lot of footballs. I mean, Sauce isn't getting his hands on any footballs. But I'm talking about guys that get in the passing lane and, you know, I mean, a true shutdown corner. There's not a lot of them. But when you have one, you really start to learn how to use them and to put them in key situations.
You think the Giants could be a decent football team here?
Yeah, I do. I mean, look, it's unfortunate that Malik goes down. He's their best offensive player. But, you know, you just watch Andrew Thomas play the other day. He doesn't have a single bad play. Not one bad play. Now, that's a good defense. We didn't have a bad play. He shut guys down. So I feel like, okay, if they could just keep that thing together up front, all right, the tight ends got more involved. They're going to have to cobble this thing together without Malik because he's so good with the ball in the air, his jump ball ability, and after the catch. And that's unfortunate because you want to see what Stafford has with Puka Nacua, you know, what we saw Mahomes do with Xavier Worthy the other day. You want to see that relationship just flourish in key spots. They don't have that now. So that's unfortunate. But, you know, somebody else is going to get a chance to step up now. And so who knows who comes out of the rafters that might be able to, you know, build that relationship with Jackson.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we got to at least get a quick thought on the Jets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man, welcome to the NFL in 25 carries. Man, we don't do this anymore. You got a defense that has pass rushers that will get after your ass on every single play.
We saw the best of it yesterday.
Dude, it was unbelievable. And you got Shane Bowen finally playing some zone. Force, just give up that bench route. Give up that 8-yard out. Who cares? Make the tackle, right? And that's exactly what they did. They made it hard and challenging for one of the best offenses in the NFL to go make big plays after the catch. We'll concede, you know, 6-7 yards, go make big plays after the catch. But by the way, we're going to get in your quarterback's face every single snap.
And we're going to force two turnovers and turn it into points.
Right.
Which is really the difference.
And this is the team that I think they've always wanted. It took them too long to get it.
Yeah, there's two negatives I take coming out of Sunday. Number one is the obvious, and let's just address it because we haven't yet. And that's what happened to Malik Nabers, who was done for the season.
That sucks.
It sucks for Malik. I mean, it sucks for him, number one. And obviously, his fans, it sucks even more. And I'll tell you, the other thing that kind of sucks is with Malik Nabers on the field, Jackson Dart threw for 60 of his 110 yards. And that was in a quarter and a half.
Yep.
With Nabers off of the field, and I'll tell you a great example of where you lose Malik Nabers and it really, really sucks. When you throw a touchdown pass and it can't be held on to by Wandale Robinson.
Right. That ball was in his hand.
Dude, that's a catch.
Yeah.
That's a drop. That needs to be caught. That was a play by Jackson Dart. And so what I'm afraid of, not just next week, the week after, is are we going to really see the best of Jackson Dart when you take away one of the better wide receivers in the sport? And here's the other thing, and this isn't hyperbolic to say, I think you guys would mostly agree with me, that wide receiving room without Malik Nabers is bottom five in the league. Mm. It may be the worst in the league.
Well, there's no threat.
Nothing.
There's no, oh man, what are we doing with this guy? There's no, oh, if we play cover man coverage, we got to make sure that safety is on top of this guy. There's none of that.
It's why, and correct me if I'm wrong, obviously, I am not a Giant fan. I'm an IFO. Yesterday, if I'm a Giant fan, would have been such a mixed bag kind of day.
Of course.
I would have been so pumped about the win number
100%.
One. 100%. I'd have been pumped about the signs I saw from Jackson Dart. But you're losing Malik Nabers for the entire season to a torn ACL?
Right.
It's almost like you look at the football gods and say, are you serious, bro? are you really serious about this?
Yeah. I mean, I look at it because the NFL is and will always be a next man up business. One man's injury creates another man's opportunity. And we have been waiting for 3 years now for Jalin Hyatt to be anything. Like, I don't even have an opinion on him because I don't know what to judge him off of. Bo Collins, undrafted rookie from Notre Dame. We saw one humongous play in the preseason. I have no idea what to expect from him. But those guys are going to get opportunities. And so when you get an opportunity, what do you do with it? You just squander it away and let them replace you with somebody else? Or Do you take it and run with it? So those guys got to step up. And I know it's easy to say that, and I hate when you say, hey, you got to step up and do something, because I can't control that. Only they can control that.
Right.
So,
but it's true.
It's absolutely true. It's their opportunity. There is nobody on the waiver wire. There's no free agent sitting out there.
It'd be a little Jordan Humphrey off the practice squad.
I mean, maybe. Probably.
He had some rapport with Dart in the preseason.
Almost definitely.
That's you guys interested now in Lazard?
No.
Would you want to?
No. Not at all. No. As much as I love Odell, no. Not him either.
Oh, wow.
So
I think he wrote the script on that yesterday when he ripped the Kill Life Field. What did he call it?
Death Life Stadium.
It's pretty funny. Not wrong about that.
Yeah, we'll get into that a little bit later on. But you're right. Like, there's no one walking through that door.
No.
And that's just, it's unfortunate for, obviously, Leak, but it's unfortunate for Giant fans. And it's unfortunate in evaluating Jackson Dart.
Yep.
The other thing about Dart, and you kind of touched on this, so I am not saying anything that you wouldn't disagree with. He makes me a little nervous. He plays the game with a reckless abandon, which you have to love.
Right.
It's a toughness. It's a doggedness to it. But is that sustainable?
Right.
And I just don't know if that is.
It's exactly like Baker Mayfield used to play.
No, you're right.
He was just wild.
But can you stay on the field for every snap?
And that's the challenge.
So here's
what's happening right now with Jackson Dart. So game was yesterday, was a little less than 24 hours, a little more than 20, started, but it finished a little less than 24 hours ago. He is probably sore than he's ever been because he's got a little bit of a hamstring. He took some shots, some he delivered, and it's not playing against, I don't know, Vanderbilt, even though Vanderbilt's good this year, not even whoever, playing against Georgia, and 60% or 80% of those players are not NFL players. These are beasts.
They're big men.
Huge, huge, like ill-intended defenders, and he took a lot of heat. And so he's sore today. There's no doubt about it. But you won, so it's good sore.
Oh, absolutely.
So as long as you are, it's hurting, are you hurt, are you injured, it's hurting, and you're not injured, you're good to go.
How long can that last, though? That's my worry. Not how he comes out of Sunday, but how he's going to come out of next Sunday.
I don't know. I mean, he's a stout kid, so he's put together. We met him. You saw him. He's a put-together kid. But part of his game, what makes him so exciting, is he can run.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt.
And you have to do it.
There were so many positive things about Jackson Dart, and I don't want to be right with what I'm about to say, and I'm not being negative or being a jerk. I'm being honest. I don't think he gets through the full season. That would be my... And look, we kind of saw a preview of it when they pulled him out, even though it was because of the way he got up. Like
That wasn't the Giants, though.
No, I know it's the league, NFL, but it's the league.
Right, right.
I just have a tough time seeing him get through the final, what are we up to, 13 games of the season? That's the way I look at it.
Okay. I mean, most quarterbacks don't. Most quarterbacks do miss a game or two. He's going to have to learn.
Oh, especially in this era. You're 1,000% right.
Lamar Jackson is hurt now.
Yeah. You're right. Look, I think in 2025, a quarterback getting through a full season is just less likely than it was 15 years ago. How excited are you?
I'm over the moon. I'm excited. Look, but I'm not going to overreact. You're right. There were a lot of rookie mistakes in there. But there was a moment yesterday in the shadow of their own end zone when he rolled out and used his hand to wave Darius Slayton to come back to football. I mean, that was it for me. I looked around at the people with me and I said, we're allowed to do that? The quarterback on the Giants is allowed to make that kind of play?
Right.
And
to be aware enough to make that
kind
of play.
And then the idea, and they talked about it in the postgame, the improvising with Theo Johnson on that third down, just sit.
Right.
Oh, wait, we're allowed to throw the ball on third down to try to kill time at the end of the game? Those two moments were just... I mean, that told me everything I needed to know about Jackson Dart.
Right, of course. I mean, they were playing zone. And again, by the way that they play called this game, it forced the Chiefs' defense to be predictable. And it's something that Jesse Minter hasn't been so far this year in the three division wins that he had to start the season. They were predictable. They were just crushing them on the run game. And so they had to bring the weak side safety, who was Derwin James, they had to bring him. They had to just keep bringing him. And when you do that, you're going to get burned, so you got to play zone behind him. So it became so predictable, you knew how to call the play that was going to get you the first down.
So I just want to make sure I'm clear on this. You are now in love with Jackson Dart.
I'm tepidly in love, but I'm prepared that my heart broke, so I just want to see how this plays out.
Okay. I don't like Jackson Dart.
I'm sorry, what was that, Sean?
I don't like Jackson Dart.
By the way, you go to the archive, you can find a lot of quarterbacks in the draft I didn't like, I was wrong about.
I don't like Jackson Dart.
Didn't like Josh Allen either.
Well, you wanted Cam Ward, and he is struggling.
Yeah, he's off to a rough start.
Jackson won before Cam Ward.
I know.
Bottom line is this. We know the next decade of football in New York set now, and we're good to go.
There you go. And yeah, before we get back to your calls on the Yankees, mixing in some Giants and Jets, here's a Giants clean, crisp breakdown sponsored by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. And this breakdown is going to be very special. We're going to play you Jackson Dart postgame.
Nice.
Addressing the masses. And what I need you to do, Teak, is to close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And pretend you're giant active player, Tiki Barber. You're playing. And this is the rookie that you hate. Not him specifically.
Well, but he just balled. I can't hate him.
But he
just
is.
Just like as soon as Shockey trucked that safety from the Houston Texans in the whole Hall of Fame game, he was in.
All right.
He was good. I liked him as a rookie.
So some rookies Tiki likes.
Of course.
Most. You're going to close your you're gonna close your eyes and give us a breakdown on how you would feel if you were getting this speech from your teammate. But ladies and gentlemen, all the Giant fans out there, all the football fans out there, here is Jackson Dart postgame on Sunday.
Hey, real quick. Hey, bro, the expectation every time we step on the field to win. Every rep in practice, every one-on-one, it don't matter. The expectation's a win. I'm proud of y'all boys. It wasn't clean all the way through on the offensive side, but defense, y'all boys, held it down for us. Much appreciated. Love y'all boys, man. Let's start stacking this. Here we go. Hey, big blue on 3, 1, 2, 3. Big blue.
I love that.
Get you going?
It's just perfectly explicative, which is what you need in an NFL locker room. Because sometimes people aren't hearing you until they get shocked with an F-bomb. And then it resonates in your soul when you give them the lesson with a word that catches your attention. Hell yeah, Jackson Dart. You know what I love most about that?
Yes.
This is why when we met him, I felt this. And you hear it in that, you know, through the bleeps. You hear it. He's so, like, Southern hospitality. Let's do this all together. It's not about him. It's about everybody. And he's talking about you. Come on, boys. Right? It reminds me of being home in the South. It reminds me back when I grew up in Virginia. And that's what everybody called you. What's up, boys? How you doing? Hey, let's go. And so, I don't know. There's something comforting about that.
So, Southern comfort.
I mean, it's that's a alcohol. That's a brown liquor. Well, that's a dirty water right there.
No, but you know what I mean.
I know, but I like his approach because it's real, but it's like accommodating. Like he's trying to bring everybody in, and that's what good leaders do, especially in sports arenas. So. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I was curious because I already know Sean and Tommy are going to be like fawning over it. I get it. I would too, by the way. I don't mean that in a mocking way. Like, I feel the same way. Like, yeah, I'm fired up. Let me run through a wall. But I'm curious as a player if you're like, nah, didn't do it for me. But that did it for you, T.
It wasn't long. If it's long, you're just like, all right, shut up.
Let's get to the point already.
I too would like to comment on this from a player's point of view. I've been in plenty of flag football locker rooms.
Yeah.
What I paid attention to on the 15th rewatch of that video, as I really enjoyed myself watching it, is I looked at all the players around him's eyes every different time. Dude, they are so locked in and engaged on him.
Yeah.
Unlike what I've seen before in some of these post-game giant scrums. Like, he has their full attention.
Yeah, a lot of the scrums are just kind of like, let's get a breakdown. And you're walking away before you even break it down. You know what I mean? It's like, great win, Jets on 3. And everybody's like walking away. Like, what did he say? I don't even know what he's talking about. Just trying to get to dinner, right? My kids are waiting outside. They were locked into him. That's I mean, maybe it's because it's the first win, maybe because it's his first time, but that's kind of what you felt when we met him.
Yeah, no doubt. He's off to a very good start. It is 1 week. This will build on Sunday. We'll see where it goes in a positive direction, a negative direction, a neutral direction. But I admit, a week into this era of Jackson Dart football, it's off to a pretty good start.
1-0.
1-0, baby.
What it's like to be a sports fan. The excitement of Jackson Dart. The season back alive for the New York Giants at 1-3 with a winnable game next week. And the death of a season for the New York Mets. Today's the day for you at 888-808-1019. Those are the two topics. We'll get to the Yankees maybe at some point. Obviously tomorrow night now. It's Monday, so tomorrow night. The Yankees will take on the Boston Red Sox in a wild card game. But yesterday was one of those days, especially for, I know Lori Rubenson is a Met and Giant fan, one of those days where it is, you ran the gamut of what it's like to be a sports fan. And we'll start with Jackson Dart and the excitement of that. I mean, from the opening drive of this football game, you could just feel something. It's hard to explain. And yeah, look, I'll raise my hand as I'll you know, have a little bit of fun and catch in some receipts the other way when we get to the Mets topic. I was wrong. I wasn't sure this was the spot for this young kid, Jackson Dart. I wasn't sure. I didn't like some of the thought process or the feeling behind bringing in Jackson Dart to start this game. Panic mode for the coach trying to save his job. Is this kid ready? They had a plan to develop him. And because they're 0-3 and lousy, they decide to turn to this kid. And I wasn't sure what it was going to look like, what it was going to feel like. And right away, now we all know, we could look at the numbers. He didn't knock anybody's socks off. He didn't play this great football game. But from the jump, you could feel something different inside the entire team. Like, they go on that opening drive against a very good, why I was concerned about playing them this week, against a very good Chargers team by one of the, you know, led by one of the best football coaches in the country, college, NFL, it doesn't matter. Jim Harbaugh is an excellent football coach. They are 3-0. They have played some of the best football in the NFL this year, and this defense in particular has been lights out in the first 3 weeks of the season. Playing the Raiders, playing the Broncos, and yeah, the Chiefs who finally exploded with Worthy back, but still, a very difficult spot for a quarterback who knows he's trying to save a season, knows he's got the coach's job probably on the line. The entire team can sense that the way the building acted last week, reports of planes, I guess that never showed up, but planes were back to be flying over the stadium. And from the opening jump, the offensive line, this offense, this quarterback went right down the field along with Cam Scataboo, just ran the ball right down this Chargers team's throat, got into the red zone, and guess what? They got in. And that's important, obviously, to win the game, but just to get a sense, just to get a feel, just to feel good about this team. They run the quarterback draw. He runs it in, and that was the perfect drive. That was the moment. We needed that as Giant fans, and I know I tweeted it, and we run the gamut the rest of the way because obviously this game isn't perfect. The offense still had a lot of issues. We still aren't very good inside the red zone. Obviously, Malik Nabers and what appears to be a torn ACL is devastating to watch. Devastating to watch. And you can, at first, you're figuring, oh, he landed on it bad. And then you see it's as he jumps, and you just know. You just know. And that's a gut punch, knowing how important, what you were looking to see the two of them develop. Gut punch. But the overarching theme and the feeling coming out of that game, and for me, this is a game about the quarterback, clearly. And you see what he looks like. And zero panic from a young kid. There are things he didn't do well. There are things he did do well. And we understand that running the football, and clearly he doesn't know how to slide. I mean, he's given, can you believe this kid is given a full wind-up punch, kind of stiff arm? What is he doing with his throwing arm? What is he, nuts? But that's what you love about him, too. That's what you get excited about watching this kid play. He plays with a reckless abandon almost. It felt different from the jump. And you got to give it to Brian Daboll. This was as much about the coach as it was about the quarterback. And obviously the quarterback, hopefully, will be here for longer than the coach, because even if the coach does well here and saves his job and blah, blah, we're hoping that Jackson Dart's the next thing for the next 12, 15 years. And the odds of Brian Daboll staying here are slim to none on that kind of tenure. But this was a game that the coach decided he was going to turn to his guy, right? The reports of the 10-hour sit-down and going over film and looking at Josh Allen film, as it's being reported by The Athletic. They're watching Josh Allen film. They're watching his Ole Miss film. They're watching for 10 hours. And he decides at 0-3 with his life on the line, with this team's season on the line, to turn to this kid that he sees something in, that the rest of the organization, and it's important to mention this, that again with the reporting, and he made it clear. This was not the owner saying, hey, listen, I'm tired of losing. I'm tired of the fans getting pissed off. Throw in the young kid. We drafted him, didn't we? This wasn't the GM saying, hey, we drafted him. You know, this was the coach deciding now was the time to turn to this young kid. Turn to this young kid who can bring something that Russ can't bring with his legs, bring something with his moxie, bring something with his determination. And from the early onset of this game, it just felt different. It just felt different. Yeah, the offensive line was playing well. Yeah, the defense, who is obviously, we want to talk about the head coach, but Bowen as well, the defensive coordinator, had a big-time game. This game felt a lot like it did a couple years ago, the year they went to the playoffs with Brian Daboll's first year. It felt a lot like that, didn't it? Run the football early with Scadaboo, Saquon Barkley back then, but run the football early, make just enough plays, quarterback, don't turn the ball over, run, you know, we saw time and time again, go through your progressions, if one or two isn't there, go, we saw design runs, run the football, don't make the critical mistake, do just enough, get turnovers late in the game, and the Giants were able to do that. The big play from Sexy Dexy. Andrew Phillips with another interception. Make big plays defensively. Don't turn the ball over. Run the football. Get in the end zone when you can inside the red zone. This felt a lot like that team. It felt a lot like when Brian Daboll was at his best with this team. And to watch him late in the game, you saw early on too, like whatever his faults may be, and we'll see, it's one game. It's one game. And we got to see a lot more of this. But even in this one game as a rookie, as he's dealing with losing his top receiver, as he's dealing with clearly a right hamstring that's bothering him, he's rolling out of the pocket, he's directing his wide receivers. There is no fear in this kid. None. Late in the game, making big plays over the middle to his tight ends, which we haven't seen be used at all this year. Or at all in the last 3 years. Making big plays to the tight end, big third downs when you need to, going down the field, getting enough time off, getting into the end zone, kicking the field goals. And inside the red zone, still an issue with the game call. But there was some play calls, right? The little shuffle pass. It looked like Andy Reid calling plays there inside the red zone to get the tight end, a little shuffle pass for a touchdown. But overall, the excitement of watching him, and now knowing that whatever we say about 0-3 and the season's over, let's be honest. At 1-3, if they can figure out a way to go to New Orleans, who have played a little bit better than we expected, and yesterday kept the game close against Buffalo, but that's a winnable game. You go take that game and you are 2-3. 2-3 is still alive. 2-3 is the sixth game matters. And yeah, the schedule's brutal and you're going to have the Eagles, Denver Eagles. It's going to be very difficult to keep the season alive from that point. But if you can go find a way to win against New Orleans, you have a season. And now you have a quarterback. And now you heard Lori was talking about some of the comments from the offensive line, Illuminor, about wanted to run through a wall for this kid. Like, you could sense it. There is something about him. The numbers aren't great. He didn't throw for a ton of yards. I thought at times in the game he was inaccurate and he missed a couple passes he could have made. Again, it's a lot of it's tuck and run. The offense didn't look dynamic. They didn't make a bunch of big plays. What'd they have? Two completions of 10 yards or more? Like, it wasn't big down the field the way we saw with Russell Wilson. They took one or two chances, and then once you lose, obviously, your stud wide receiver and neighbors, it makes it less likely to go down the field. But he had Slayton early on. He used his tight ends. He didn't make the critical mistake. He took a couple of bad sacks. But he was able to make plays with his legs, which Russell Wilson can't make. And with this offense, is going to be critical. It's part of his game. And this coach, and you could see them embrace after on the sidelines. And then Connor Hughes is reporting that inside the locker room, a long embrace. This is a tandem. This is what we've been waiting for. This is what we wanted to see if Brian Daboll can do. Can he figure out a way to win football games and develop a young quarterback? And the way this team showed up after being, you know, pretty much left for dead at 0-3, wondering how the team was going to respond. And I talked about this a lot. About how this coach had a really difficult task this week the minute he decided to go to this kid.
because now it's all Illuminor saying, I want to run through the wall. Now it's all, hey, listen, things have changed. He's got the it factor. When they tell a bunch of veterans who are 0-3 staring their season dead in the face, staring another empty, winless start to the season, another dead season with no prospect of postseason and going through the motions of developing a young quarterback with no real chance of winning, that's a tough sell week three. And that's why I thought him saying it's on him was so important, because he wanted to let the team know it's a football decision, that I believe that we can coach this kid and we can get this team to play better with him than with Russell Wilson or even with Jameis Winston, that this is the move to go win football games. And it was going to take a lot to convince, because you heard the way Dexter Lawrence was done. Dexter Lawrence, I found out the same way you guys found out. Hey, listen, he's my quarterback now. I'm behind him. There wasn't a real lot of conviction from the veterans on this team. And this coach, and I'm not telling you he's doing a great job. I'm not telling you he's avoided the hot seat. I'm not telling you he's going to be here next year. It's one game. It's one win. But I think he did a hell of a job getting this team to play the way they did. The defensive front was finally the beast that we needed. That was finally a threat that was able to get after it. They created all kinds of problems for the Chargers, all kinds of problems for Herbert. They were constantly in the backfield. Burns with the big sack late in the game that really hindered their ability to get that game-tying field goal. We saw Abdul Carter all over the place, even though he had a terrible offsides that gave him that touchdown before the half, which was just brutal. But the defense made plays. That defensive front and that pass rush that's supposed to be elite and has started to show a little bit of that over the first 3 weeks, but not enough, showed up in this game. The team showed up. They responded to the coach. They responded to going to the young quarterback. And Jackson Dart played his ass off. And Jackson Dart was dealing with, he had to go to the tent to get checked on a concussion, which he needs to learn how to play smarter. He's dealing with a hamstring. He loses his top wide receiver. And still, they go out there. They run the football. They make the plays defensively. They get after the other team's quarterback. And they come away with an improbable win as a touchdown underdog in a season and on a team that every one of us felt was dead. And although it wasn't pretty, and I still don't love the play calling, and inside the red zone they still aren't as effective as they need to be, they found a way to score 21 points and beat the Los Angeles Chargers, the unbeaten Los Angeles Chargers, 21-18. And as a Giant fan, that was such a needed, good feeling, good vibe, good win at home with this young quarterback. Game one of this Jackson Dart era begins with an improbable win, a great team performance, offensive, defensive, special teams, all of it played well. And while still having concerns that this season is going to be a long road and there's going to be ups and downs and you're going to expect a little pushback from this, you know, you're going to expect some ups and downs from this rookie quarterback. He's not going to go out there and win every game. We get it. But that's a game that we just needed to take a deep breath. That's a performance that you can just feel good about. It's a game and a process that now you can at least start to have some faith in with this coach and this quarterback who, let's be honest, I know we don't love the coach, and I'm not saying he's done a good job this year, but if you want Jackson Dart to succeed, the best possibility is to win some games and let him stay inside this offense. I'm not saying you do that no matter what, but that should be the goal. That is what is best for the franchise if this coach can prove it. And that was a big, he rallied the troops, he got the veterans to buy in, and this quarterback from the jump showed that he was the right man for the job, that we were wrong, any of us who suggested it wasn't time to go to him, and he came through with an enormous performance, and the New York Giants gave you everything you needed as a fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.